Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news, and I guess it all kind of depends on how you look at things. High temperatures are back, and today's the 26th, and it's supposed to be 80 degrees. My gosh, last week we lost some plants that we didn't get inside in time, and they got frost on them. Oh my, things are changing quickly. We're looking at that, and it could be good news or it could be bad. Some definite good news. We have a local newspaper again, and I'm always in favor of that. We'll have a look at that and what happened when we had our meet and greet at the gun show. All this and more when you join us on the other side. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Bill Bateman, part of the team at Refuse to Be a Victim Personal Protection Training, and we are located in the Medford White City area here in Southern Oregon. Yes, indeed. I had to take my giant Carhartt heavy winter coat and put it in the closet and change it out for a light windbreaker for those cool chilly mornings. It's supposed to be in the 80s today, so I got my Hawaiian shirt and straw hat back in character. But it's a thing to remind you all about the temperature and what it can do, both to people and our first aid and emergency supplies. I know we know this, but I still see it happening, so I'm going to say it again. If it's 75 outside, if it's 75, in 10 minutes, the interior of your car will get up to 90, and in 30 minutes it'll get up to 100 degrees. That's on a 75 degree day. Now on a 95 degree day, it'll kick it up to 135, and when it's 100 degrees, and you remember last year, a lot of us have short-term memory loss, we forgot we had a lot of days over 100, it can go between 145 and 150 degrees inside of your car. Now, obviously for pets, and God forbid children, this is lethal. It's not good. There is no excuse. There is no reason on earth to leave. And I rolled the window down just a little bit. There is a judge, and this is, I looked this up. There was a judge who had a person come before them in court because they killed one of their pets, and there was some legal action involved. And the excuse was, well, I left the window down a little bit. I was only gone half an hour. So they sentenced the person to sit in the car with the window down just a little bit on a day of the same temperature with the car parked in the same location. In 15 minutes, they were banging on the window, pleading to get out. People, keep your wits with you, as well as your pets and your children. Leave Fido at home and take the little ones by the hand. There's just no excuse for it. On a less critical but somewhat important area, things in the car or in the trunk are going to be impacted by high heat and extreme exposure, long weeks of exposure. I had no problems last year. I'm going to begin with that. I have supplies both in my trunk and in my car, and I had no problems. I did have an occasion to go to the airport, and I got a soda, a can of soda, and I put it in my center divider, and I went to the airport and had to take a trip. I forgot to take the soda with me. I came back, that soda had popped, literally spraying the entire inside of the car with Diet Pepsi. Let us just say, as we say in the theater, that hilarity ensued. That was quite the cleanup. That shows how hot it will get. That soda just popped out of there, boiled, and sprayed the entire inside of the car. Now, keep your supplies as cool as possible. Use those metal reflectors you put in the windshield. A quick search of the internet will show little shades that will pull down. They're suction cups. You stick them to the window on the two sides and pull them down. Also, and this is something I remembered fondly and I am not going to recommend, this is a personal choice, the solar-powered window fans. It is a little solar panel attached to an interior fan. So you put it out the window, roll the window up, the panel powers the fan. The fan keeps the car cool, sucking out the hot air and replacing it with the cooler exterior air. Unfortunately, in looking these up on Amazon and a couple of other sites, 2 stars seems to be about the highest rating I have found. I found a couple, as you look, I found one, and it's about $30, that had a decent rating, but most of them are technically toys. Most of them do not do what they're supposed to do. The highest one I had had 3.5 stars. A lot of breakage. Now, bear in mind, when you're rolling a window up on a piece of plastic, you have to use minimum of force. So there are a lot of people who want to sell you fans. You stick to your windshield or stick to the dashboard. That's a whole nother kettle of fish. I'm talking about something to exchange the air internally and externally. Like the idea of having the vent fan, but they don't appear to be a good quality. Iffy at best. On the other hand, putting the reflector in the windshield is always a good idea. Now, looking more at the supplies, I have emergency water in my trunk. And what I did when I looked at it, when I made the decision, I went to a number of different sites. I'm going to reference the site True Prepper today. You can search emergency water packets, and these are a little bit bigger than those juice pouches that kids get. They are plastic. They range from inexpensive to oh my. And let me give you an example. There's one, and it's on Amazon. I'm sure it's available locally. I'm just using this for quick lookup. It's a 4.2-ounce packet of water. Take 2 of them, 2 packets, will reconstitute one of your dehydrated meals. Keep that in mind. If you're going to use this to reconstitute food, the emergency rations, like the beef stew or the chili or whatever it is, it takes 2 of them. $31 will get you 64 packets, or enough for 32 reconstituted meals, or 32 servings of water, 8 ounces. $31. These are made in the U.S., purified, long-term potential minimized due to individual packets, and it's a small item. It's not like it's a huge box. This is in comparison to the top of the line. They call it the upgrade. This thing is $100. It's emergency drinking water. They're incredibly strong and guaranteed not to break. Now, I don't know if you send them back or exactly how that works. Package weight is 13.25 kilograms. Go ahead and convert that if you'd like. You can get a 12-pack of these things for $25 or a 96-pack for $99. And these are a little bit better in as far as bursting. One thing I have found that is very undependable, and I'm told I could get sued if I say the brand name, so I won't, but I will say it is the thinner version of the 1-gallon water bottles that you get at many markets. It is thin, and I've always been very, very leery of thin. And last summer, when it got so hot, I opened my trunk to go from point A to point B, and I had a 1-gallon bottle that looks like it had melted. It had literally shrunk down. It just ain't melting. It was empty. There was not a drop of water in the trunk. It had all dehydrated, evaporated, whatever it did. It wasn't in the wheel well. It was gone. And it was kind of a surprise because I thought it was going to work out a lot better than that. I do recommend the thicker water bottles, the Daltrex, the heavier plastic, the BPA-free, things like that. Very important. There's nothing worse. Well, I think the worst sound ever is when you are trying to use your firearm and all you hear is click. Next to that is reaching in for some water on a hot day and finding out you have a melted, cheap plastic bottle. That is a false value. I see a lot of people get caught on false values. They think they're saving some money. Let's kind of review. Temperatures are going up. Cars are going to get hot. Doing your best to keep the interior cool is always a good idea. So a reflective foil type item in the windshield is a good plan. If you want to go to the next step, you can get those little stick-on shades to put on the side. If you got extra money and a good sense of humor, try those vent fans. Some people swear by them, other people swear at them. So those are options. I'm interested in the fact that the hot interior of the car may be worse for supplies than in the trunk. The trunk is actually considered to be cooler. While it does get up to 100, it doesn't get up to 140, 145 degrees. And with that in mind, let's consider where we're going to store our first aid items as well. First aid things, I keep my trauma kit in the trunk because there are not a lot of liquids there. It's primarily bandages, dressings, quick clot, things like that. Some of the more advanced first aid kits or the items a family might carry would have things like, well, for heaven's sake, sunscreen. My son reported he just went fishing last weekend and for the first time got his first sunburn. Well, that's exciting. Sunscreen is important to have. That's not going to do well in a hot car. The tubes can swell and they can burst. Take a look at my glove box for an example of that. So things in the trunk are going to survive a little better. Your first aid supplies, the band-aids or bandages, anything with an adhesive, will degrade over time. Both the paper getting into it can turn into a day's entertainment, trying to get the paper off the actual dressing, and the dressing and the adhesive can degrade because of heat as well. So I'm recommending we keep things in the trunk, we keep the physical interior of the car as cool as possible. Be careful of where you store things in the trunk. I find the center of the trunk versus exterior walls where it's going to get direct sun coming through the metal as a good area. And do allow for airflow. You don't have to pack your trunk like you're moving to another state, unless, of course, you're moving to another state. Well, we talked about physical items like your first aid kit and your water and things like that. What about keeping ourselves cool? That's important. Naturally, you're going to want to make sure your air conditioning has been serviced. I'd try and keep up with those things on a regular basis. And I did have two people comment on, well, I had two comments from one individual. One, do you think I'm made of money? This stuff is expensive. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's why I don't run out and buy something spur of the moment. I don't go out and buy anything without researching. And I do as best I can as far as saving to keep my vehicles in good shape. Though sometimes I have found a good dealer, the person I go to has not yet tried to sell me a brand new set of tires 3 weeks after I got a set of tires. The services they've recommended have been useful, they have been timely, and they have kept my car running pretty good, the air conditioning still running, and we're over 100,000 miles. Thank you very much. So preventive maintenance is important. The cooling system, check the hoses, things like that. Also, one of the people asked me, and I love this question because I had one of these and I lost it. They're those bandanas you tie around your neck. They've got the beads inside that you soak in cool water. You wrap it around your neck. You tie it. You look like a cowboy. You can go howdy howdy if you want to. And they keep you cool. Where can I get one of those, Bill? I can't find any. I went on the internet. REI has them. They're called Kafka's Cool Tie. They run about $12. They come in really ridiculous colors. They're kind of funny. But I'll tell you, on a hot day, wearing one of those has helped me more than I can even imagine. $12, they'll ship over 50. So if you want to order five of them, they'll ship them. Otherwise, they have curbside pickup. Do an internet search. I did not find many other sources except out of the country. And I've had bad luck getting things from, I like to shop American. I like to shop local whenever possible. Those questions came up at the MRPC Gun Show this past weekend. As promised, Phil Grammatica, CJ Wolf, and yours truly attended the show on Sunday. And thanks to my lovely wife, I was able to get out and spend a little time on Saturday as well. She helped cover for me at the range, and I got to come meet and greet folks out there. Always nice to meet family members face to face. You are family. You are part of a community. We speak the same language. We have the same understandings, and that's kind of a nice thing. Good questions. I will be doing these again. We have our Speakers Bureau. If you'd like to find out more about prepping, you have an opportunity to go to the website, and there's a link. You can email me direct. I can't come to every event everywhere because there's only one of me, and I'm getting old. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. There is no cost for this. It's first come, first serve. I can do a couple of these a month. It's a 90-minute program, a flyover of the value of prepping with a look here at our local community. And like I say, first come, first serve, and I simply do not, for so many good reasons, a political function of any sort. I don't care what party, who you're representing. No politics. It's going to end up alienating 50% of my listeners. This is meant to be a public service and share information of value with everybody here in the community. Well, I mentioned at the start that we have another opportunity to support a local newspaper, and I have to admit, I've always liked the idea of a local paper. I used to, in fact, write for a paper 500 years ago. I had to chisel it in the stone tablets and the dinosaurs would deliver it, but that's a whole other story. I find a good local paper, if you agree with everything in the paper, you're not getting your nickel's worth. You should be able to read, find new ideas, get new points of view. No, you don't have to agree with them. They're not doing your job if you do. The letters to the editor are always great fun. And this is another opportunity for you and I'm going to say this every time I talk about it, to be the adults in the room. If you don't like something you read, we here on the radio, see on TV, you're the one who's going to write the intelligent, well-thought-out letters. And it's also a good way to get a pulse of the community. So we have the Rogue Valley Times. Now, the other paper went the way of the dinosaur. It had a number of problems. If you'd like to read more how that came about, the Jefferson Public Radio puts out a magazine, the JPR Journal, and it's got a really nice insight into how the paper got to the point that it had to close. The good news is a lot of this is local. A lot of the Rogue Valley Times are local people. Some of the people who were here doing the work previously have now got another shot of doing it the way they want to, and they're putting it together. I've checked it out, and I kind of like it. This is not a commercial. This is a line, you know, I don't do commercials, but I think it's worth checking out. Let's finish up with a look at the website. Reminder, concealed carry class is coming up on May the 13th, and if you're busy then, that's no problem. We got one on June the 10th, the second Saturday of every month. You can get both the concealed carry class on its own or the concealed carry class with the Arizona permit application packet. Those are both available. I'd like to remind everybody we have the new pistol basic shooter class and the concealed carry mastery course coming up as well. Always worth considering. I mean, once you get your concealed carry permit, now what? Now what are you going to do? You'll notice the new headline. We're working on getting you addicted to safety because firearms safety is our primary concern there. Whether you're taking your very first lesson or you're taking a tactical class, which is an advanced function. You're going to be reminded about safety, and we'll be talking about safety concerns at every level of shooting. Also, if you happen to be registering, you may see a non-site email address when you pop up. We have a technical problem in the back that I'm working on. It's not an overnight fix, so rather than have your emails get misdirected, we put in our regular email addresses, and you can mail directly to any of the instructors with your questions or to register for a class. So that's happening. Good things going on. We've got new classes popping up. We're seeing more and more people, and we're really happy to have an opportunity to meet the folks here at the Rogue Valley to teach you safe, ethical, and lawful ways to deal with your firearms. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. We look forward to having you back next episode, or maybe even seeing you out at the range. Get those summer supplies lined up, rotate, check expiration dates. You know what to do. Share this with a friend. We invite you to get a lot of people ready for the next really horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day. Be safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye. The preceding was a presentation of Retired Guy Productions.